Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The Milwaukee-based organization Youth Haiti has spent years working to improve sanitation and living conditions in Haiti. They've done ecological projects, built sanitary toilets, and taken on other work in an effort to help the people of the impoverished island nation.
Saturday evening, their supporters will gather to raise money for future projects and to hear the music of our next guests. Creole Roots is a Chicago-based Haitian roots band. It features Gerald Alfred, also known as Toto. Gerald and Jeanette Alfred join us on the line this morning via Skype from Chicago. Welcome to the show.
Pleasure is mine. Pleasure is mine, and we're here, ready for the day to come over and play for you guys.
How did you first get in touch with Gigi and the Youth Haiti group? Did you meet in Haiti or did you meet here?
She emailed, and I'm not quite sure how she learned. Oh, she learned about us from another Haitian band that's in Chicago, and one of the members from that band is our percussionist. But the other band is a compa band, and we are a roots band.
So let's start there. For people who don't know what the difference is, when you say, and it's in your name, Creole Roots, what is roots music when it comes to Haitian music?
Roots music is the music that we basically grew up listening in Haiti. This is the music that we learn from our parents, listening since we were little kids. So that's the thing. And if you go to Haiti, to any places, and somebody's singing this song, these songs, you immediately will recognize them because it's definitely part of our culture.
Do you consider them folk songs, or are they, they're passed down from parent to child?
Yeah, they are folk songs.
Do they have a particular theme? Are there things that come up in the music, in the lyrics, that are consistent, maybe is the right word, typical things that you always sing about?
Yeah, that's it. That's the way it is. There's theme, there's lyrics, that actually, you will make you actually recognize the song, what's going on through the songs.
Are there things that you would sing about, say, love, or are they about political things, or does it matter? Is it all different kinds of things?
Most likely, roots music would talk about, political and the social situation of the country, the way people are living. And it's very deep, actually. And this is the way I can, actually define it.
They also talk a lot about, they make references to the voodoo spirits all of those songs.
It's very spiritual.
There are lots of references to voodoo spirits in those songs. Now, one of the things that I've recognized on the Haitian music, because I'm not Haitian, so I learned along by going to Haiti to listen to the songs, I've learned that the songs can be sung by 10 different artists, and you can recognize them, but they will all be a little bit different.
Yeah, the thing is, it's like, we get the songs, sometimes we get them from the Laku. From the Laku, the Laku is a place, where they have voodoo. Voodoo is going on. There's a voodoo adept, where they come, they sing, they have big ceremonies. And the thing is, once you go to the Laku, you'll learn these songs. And the good thing about it, each artist can come out with their own arrangement, but the basics of the song is gonna say the same, like the lyrics, but you can come out with your own version of the songs. That's the good thing. That's the good thing about it. And quite a few artists, there's a lot of them, they are doing the same thing. Like, get to the Laku, learn the songs, and come out with their own version. Like, make it more modern, I would say.
Sim de la langue même telle, mais sim de la langue même telle. L'amour t'aime danser, Ibo. Sim de la langue même telle. Sim de la langue même telle, mais sim de la langue même telle. L'amour t'aime danser, Ibo. Fon va plier côté de sorti. Son jeune sénèque d'Haïti, n'est qui gomme pour liberté. N'est qui pas jamais découragé, quel que soit côté de sorti. Chicago ou Miami, nous avons une responsabilité, nous avons une belle identité. Allez, qu'il est si nous ne pas tirer compte encore. J'entends des histoires pour qu'il y ait malice encore. Haïtien tout côté, nous avons une responsabilité. Pour ne pas quitter qu'il t'y tombe.
Why did that draw you to Chicago? Why did you want to bring that tradition, that musical tradition, to Chicago?
I think, first of all, I always thought that would be very interesting to bring this kind of music to Chicago, to have actually a local band which played this style of music, because mostly everybody's doing, you know, kind of the same thing. Now, the Chicago people love reggae music and blues, jazz. And the good thing about that music, it's like all these influences can be actually incorporated, you know, into the voodoo music and the roots music, I would say. This is why I play with several other bands, but this is why I was always interested in bringing this type of music in Chicago.
How are people reacting to it? Do they like it?
they like it, believe me. Believe me, they like it. And especially with the musician I'm playing, it's only the three of us who are actually Asian in the band. But the other musicians, most of them are Belgian and American, and they are learning something. No,
Tanzanian.
And they so interested, they so into it. They want to learn some new stuff, you know. It's like, okay, we know about jazz, blues, and most of the other style of music, but it's like they were so interesting learning and this new style. I mean, it's not that far from African music, but we have definitely our own way of putting this song together and come up with something different.
I know you start in roots, you're starting with these songs that you receive, whether it's from your parents or whatever. Are you writing in this style as well?
Of course I do. I do write music in the style, and this is what I do. And the thing is, don't forget, I've been, you know, playing with one of the biggest Asian roots band, which is Bookman Experience. So I definitely, you know, this music is what I am today. It's like I'm a roots guy. I'm a roots musician. So there's no way out.
I wanted to chime in about one thing that sometimes I'm a little hesitant about when I promote the band and I tell people that it's a roots band, and the voodoo aspect always is in the back of my mind. And I don't always like to share it with everyone that it is based on voodoo music, because voodoo has such a bad rap in America or anywhere outside of Haiti, and it really not what people make it. It's not the Hollywood voodoo. It's tradition. It's a tradition of the people in Haiti, and nobody calls the spirits on stage. It's just music that's based on traditional songs that are passed down from generation to generation and that are rearranged to be more upbeat, more danceable, more modern. And the American, the Belizean, and the Tanzanian musicians in our band, they bring their own style into the music as well. So we have this fusion of all these different influences in that Haitian roots music, which makes the band quite unique and the sound quite unique.
Thank you both very much for taking time to talk with me today.
Pleasure is ours. And no, it's, we have to thank you, you know, to help us in a way and let people know about the band, and because we are doing a good job, and we want people to know about what we're doing. Thank you. We have to say thank you to you.
Gerald Alfred, known professionally as Toto, is singer and lead guitarist for Creole Roots. It's a Chicago-based Haitian roots band. They'll be in Brown Deer Saturday evening to perform for the Milwaukee-based group Youth Haiti. There's more information about the band and their music at WUWM.com.